On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Byron Watts and Kimberly Eberwine were excited and nervous about going to Guatemala to pick up their newly adopted son, Nate. But there are parts of those first few days Nate is just hearing about in this family conversation, and his reactions are priceless.
And we were able to go down and pick you up, and we got there on April 29th, 2007. We arrived to Guatemala City, where we met you, as most often happens when meeting a good man. We met you in a hotel bar.
What? Are you serious? You met me in a bar?
In a hotel bar, yes.
Yeah.
I am not happy right now. Not happy at all.
You weren't exactly all that happy that day either.
I'm still not happy.
No. They brought you in a little baby carrier, and we met in the...
A bar.
The hotel bar of the...
Out of all places.
We were up in our room waiting for a phone call that we knew was going to be the announcement that you were there.
That was where they knew that they were safe. It was near to doorways and to exits if something bad happened, that we could very quickly get out if we had to, or they could. But I still remember that moment when they walked in. We got down to the lobby and we were waiting for you, and they walked in and they had this little carrier, and you were sound asleep, and you were just the cutest little thing.
When I woke up, was I mad?
Oh yeah, you were crying.
You were confused.
They gave you to mommy first, and you were crying like crazy.
And then what would I do with you?
You actually stopped crying when you came to me.
That's surprising.
Yeah. So we took you back upstairs to the room when we were done in the bar.
We just sat all day in the room, and you cried. And then at some point, you stopped crying, and you started exploring the room. And I think, you know, we started to turn the corner.
There was a point where mommy was in the shower, and you and I were playing on the bed, and the bed was a really tall bed. You know, it was like, I don't know, three feet, maybe more than 3 feet off the ground.
Did I fall off like that time when you accidentally pushed me off?
No, I didn't push you off. We were playing on the bed, and I went to turn over, and in that time, you went headfirst off the side of the bed towards the hard tile floor. And I just reached across with my arm. I swept my arm across, and I grabbed you by the ankle and stopped you about an inch from hitting your head on the floor. So in the first couple of hours that we had you, I almost dropped you on your head, but I didn't.
I think that's actually when I came out of the bathroom and I saw you dangling over the edge of the bed. So that was.
What was your response? What was your response?
That was surprising, but we were not very good at this whole parenting thing at the beginning. Then there was the choking incident went to a restaurant and you were 13 months old. We didn't know what babies of that age ate. I mean, most parents have at least some idea of what to feed kids. You seem to be kind of a fully realized human being who could choose foods. So I was feeding you some steak from my plate, which apparently you're not supposed to give a 13-month-old steak. But I was giving you little pieces of steak, but apparently steak flattens out in the throat, and you were doing just fine for a really long time, and you were just eating the steak. You really liked it, and then you must have gotten a piece that you couldn't swallow, and it got stuck in your throat, and you started to choke and cough, and then you stopped coughing, and that was when we knew we were in trouble. So I think that was, what, day two? Maybe day three, where I got to use my first aid training and give you the baby Heimlich.
Are you serious? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So 3 days into you keeping me, you almost kill me?
Twice.
Well, but there was the third time, which was
one. Okay, terrible parenting.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.